Gentlemen, to the Purpose of a Gentleman podcast episode number one. How you all doing today? My name is Kevin Wilson, and I will be coming to you talking a little bit about a purpose in life. You know, we all look at things, we all walk through life, we wondering, you know, how what life is all about and what is the meaning of life? It's the superhuman question that a lot of people ask for the most part. But coming and looking at it from a spiritual standpoint, you have to look at what is your purpose for this life, for you being created, for you being born. You know, you're just not, you wasn't created just to be created. It's a particular reason for that. So that's the game plan. I want to look into that. I want to start looking into that. And as time builds on, we can get more in depth into it. And like I mentioned last week on my episode zero podcast, was going to talk about purpose as a whole, then break it down when it comes to the men. What are our purpose? Trying to help us find our purpose. Women find a purpose. And, you know, just letting your purpose manifest and grow and help it build other parts of your life. So, big main thing is purpose is the main key element to our life. Matter of fact, it is our life in so many ways. So, but before we can even dive into any of that, we first got to understand what is the purpose for living? What is the word purpose? What does it mean in so many ways? So, looking in the dictionary, looking it up, found out that it is the reason for which something is done or created, for which something is, or for which something exists. So pretty much, purpose is for something that's, you know, for something that needs to happen or needs to be beneficial to the world as a whole, you know. So say, for instance, person who invented the refrigerator. It was a purpose behind that. The purpose was to, hey, keep things cool. Well, cool, cold. A stove even now. You look at a stove. Person invented a stove, the reason for it was, because, hey, we want to cook food because we got to eat. So, hey, instead of cooking it outside, they invented a stove where you could actually cook inside and cook it very, very, very well. Cars. Why Henry Ford invented cars? Pretty much, you know, is to get around from one place, from plan A to plan B. You know, from point A to point B, pretty much. Because you really don't, you know, people used to travel in horse and carriages. I mean, honestly, do you really want to do that now? Some people still do. But honestly, if you're going from Mississippi to Texas, you don't want to travel no horse and carriage. You know, they did, but you don't want to do that now. So the purpose of inventing a car so you can get to a certain get to your destination a lot quicker than you used to, could do it. So purpose has a lot of meaning. And the crazy part about it is everybody that invented those types of things for the car and the refrigerator and microwaves and stoves, things of that nature, you know, everything was invented. The purpose of it was seen, the very end product was seen before they even created it. So they already knew what it looked like and what it was going to do. And how it was going to be beneficial before they even actually made the physical product itself. So that's what God did to us. We have to realize and understand that we all was created for a reason. Plain and simple. So God knew before the dawn of time that, hey, look, I'm going to create this individual here to do this certain particular thing. I'm going to create this person right here to do this particular thing. So we all was created for a very, very particular reason. So that's something that we all have to understand. But the thing about it is that we either lose sight of that as time goes on in life, or we never really looked into it from the beginning. And see, that's is where the problem kicks in at, is that we never looked at it from the beginning. We always just simply just went through life. We probably was told that we had a purpose or we had a value, but question is, how much time do you spend thinking about what God called you to do or what he created you for? Or have you even sat down and actually asked yourself that question? You know, we see millionaires each and every day. We see these millionaires, these billionaires, and we see a lot of them commit suicide. We see CEOs killing themselves. We see a lot of negativity when it comes to these people because of the simple fact of the matter is we see on the outside as, oh man, this person, he or she got X amount of money. They well known in their society, in their little circle and everything. But if you knew them, or if you was part of them, or if you was in their shoes, you probably would see how depressed, how stressed, how worried, how unfulfilled, how empty that person really is. And it's because a lot of times that we live lives that other people want us to live. Plain and simple. We live in lives that our mothers wanted us to live, or our grandmother wanted us to live, or our neighbors, our community. You know, you the community hero because you did this, this, and this, or you got an opportunity to do A, B, C, and D. You know, so you really don't. A lot of people's purpose is snatched away at a very, very young age because our parents want us to do what they wanted to do in life and didn't get a chance to do it. So they want us to live out their dreams for them, but not understanding and coming to the realization that, hey, my child has their own dreams. They have their own purpose. So we need to support them and actually let them follow and figure out what their purpose is. And a lot of times, too, is that we go to other people asking, you know, wondering about what our purpose. We see other people doing, you know, making money doing this or being wealthy or successful in some other way. So we want to be just like them. So instead of us finding our path and walking down it and becoming successful and wealthy and prosperous that way, we take on the path of someone else. We take on their path because, hey, it looks easy, it looks simple. So let's jump behind them, let's jump on their bandwagon, see what they're doing. It's always good to get advice for people, but don't take their purpose because, hey, what they're doing might not even be their own personal purpose. They might be doing something totally different than what God has called them to do. So that's one thing that we definitely have to dive into is actually understanding what is our purpose, what is the reason for living. In order to do that, though, we have to honestly find several different things. There are ways of finding that. You know, there are steps and processes to find that. And hey, everybody's purpose don't pop up all of a sudden. All of a sudden, bam, epiphany here, this is my purpose. Some people, it takes years for them to find out their true purpose in life. Hey, prime example, me. It took me 37 years, you know. Well, I'm 37, but I didn't. It took me a long time. It took me probably about 20, 25 years to really sit down to really find out, hey, what is it I am called to do? You know, because when you discover your true purpose, then what's going to happen is life around you will begin to change. I mean, life is going to change. Possibility, people going to change. Your environment is going to change. Your mindset is going to change. A lot of things. Your life is going to change. You know, and that's one of the things about discovering who you truly are is that, you know, people that you thought was there for you or going to be there for you, a lot of folks, they turn their backs. So you have to prepare yourself, you know, in the process of finding your purpose. And once you find your purpose of, hey, the people that was there for me, you know, when I was here or there, or when I was out here doing this or out here doing that, hey, it's a possibility that those people won't be there anymore, you know. But the thing about it is, if they're not there, then you got to realize your purpose, God has already lined your purpose up for you, which means that everything that you've taken out of your life is going to replace it with something better. You know, and you have to understand that concept is that he's going to replace it. And things going to get kind of rocky. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. Each and every day, all day, yeah, it's not going to be that way. But it's going to be a lot better than the life you was living. you know, because the way things are set up, is that once you fall up under his love and protection and care, he will make sure that you fulfill your purpose before you leave this earth. You know, we see a whole lot of killing going on out here. It's like, I feel like if people would truly find their purpose, that will cut back on a lot of these killings. A lot of these young guys, young ladies, young women getting killed. Young kids getting killed for no reason. You know, because somebody don't know, they just want a fast life, you know. But, you know, that's a whole different story for a whole different day. But when it comes down to understanding your purpose, you have to really, really ask yourself, do you want to take on that? And the answer is yes. Take on that. Take on finding your purpose. Because that's going to make life really, really good for you at the end of the day. You know, like I said, it's going to be some ups and downs. It's going to be some heartaches at times. But hey, that's what it's all about. Because what you go through only going to make you a better person at the end of the day. You know, so I'm going to take a quick break. And we're going to be right back. And we're going to start diving into understanding what purpose is and some of the principles of purpose and, you know, really, really getting a hold on to that concept and really getting an understanding for it. So give me a few minutes and we'll be right back and we'll start diving into it. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Purpose of a Gentleman's podcast. And had to quick break, but gonna get right back into it. And what we're gonna do now is we're gonna dive into 7 principles of purpose. You know, I feel like that these 7 principles are really, really good. This is something that one of the great books that I've read and came to love and enjoy reading it by the late great Dr. Miles Monroe talked about purpose and whatnot. So I was, you know, looking at this and meditating on it and praying about it and, you know, trying to get a good way, a good feel of putting in what, you know, some principles and some keys and some values, some points of purpose. So it was a great principle, some great principles and keys and values here. So like I said, we're going to dive directly into them one by one. The first one is God is a God of purpose. So pretty much basically what it's saying is that God, whatever he created, it was a reason for it. God does not create nothing just to be creating it. Now, that's something. He didn't create the animals just to be creating them. He didn't create the birds and the fish. He didn't create them because he was bored. He created them with a distinctive purpose in life. We have to realize that we was created just like they was created. So that means if he created them with a purpose, that means that he created us as well for a particular purpose, for a particular reason in this life. What I heard was, God doesn't do anything for fun, plain and simple. He has a reason for everything that is done. Now, there are times that we don't understand that reason. You know, things happen in our life or situation comes up or circumstances comes up, or we don't understand it. But he don't do it just to be doing it. That's the thing about it. And that's what life is all about. Life is all about having purpose, having structure, having meaning to everything that goes on. Because if you don't have any meaning, any structure, then what is life? Life is just space, time wasting, pretty much. That's what life is. So, again, God is a God of purpose. The next one is everything in life has a purpose. So everything in this life, everything, whatever goes on in your life, what goes on in other people's lives, what goes on outside, that wind blowing has a purpose for it. It's a purpose for the wind blowing. It's a purpose for the rain falling. Because if the rain don't fall, crops don't grow, we don't get it, the farmers don't harvest them, they can't take them to the plants to be manufactured like they're supposed to, and then guess what? We can't eat anything because we need plants to grow. We need vegetables. We need all that good, healthy food to put inside of our body. So if we didn't get no rain or we didn't have no water, then guess what? We wouldn't have vegetation, animals. If we didn't have any animals, guess what again? When it comes to food, because animals is what we get our protein, our nourishment from. I know there are different ways now besides animals, but that's one of the main ways. But so like I said, life has a purpose. Everything. The way the sun shines, it's a certain way the sun shines, the way the moon is set, the way the sun is set. All of those have a distinctive purpose and a reason for being in a particular area at a particular time. The reason why the sun shines so many hours a day because of, you know, light, brightness, light, the way God has set it up. Same way with the moon. So we have to understand and realize that, hey, life has a purpose. Everything in your life, everything that's done in your life has a purpose. We might not understand it. We might not even pay attention to it, you know, but it's there for a particular reason. So the third thing we're looking at is that not every purpose is known. And the thing when it comes to that is, yeah, we won't know every reason why each and everything is done. We won't know the purpose for everybody's life. We won't know the reason for every animal that God created on top of the land and in the sea. We won't understand that, you know. And who said we're not here to understand everything that goes on? We are here to understand what our purpose is. We are here for a particular reason, which means that we are here to set focus on a particular reason, and that reason is us. Why are we here? What is our true purpose in this life? And if you worry so much about trying to figure out why everything else going on, why is the purpose for everything else, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to lose sight of your own purpose. You're going to get off track trying to worry about whatever else is going on out there. And you can't do that. You cannot lose focus. You cannot lose sight of what God has put for you. So your purpose, everybody else's purpose out there in life is not your purpose. Just like everybody shouldn't be worried about what your purpose is. Because if they put so much focus and attention on you, then they're not receiving the gift that God has given to them. So you always have to realize that your purpose is your purpose. You want to tell people about it? Fine. Great. Go ahead. If you want to spread the love of your purpose, let people know what God has called you to do, what is your meaning for living on this earth, that is fine. But don't get yourself so wrapped up and focus on what other people are saying, what other people are doing, how other people are living, till you truly forget where your purpose lies at, what God has called you to do. So always remember, not every purpose is known, and not every purpose will ever be known. Every purpose on this earth will not be known, you know, just on to those people that know what that particular purpose are. All right, so next one is, wherever purpose is not known, abuse is edible. It's pretty much there, which means if a person does not know their purpose, again, I'm not talking about you trying to figure out everybody's purpose. I'm talking about your own purpose. If you don't know what your purpose is, then other stuff will come into play. If you don't know your true purpose in life, if you don't know the purpose of you being in a relationship with someone, guess what's going to happen? You're going to start acting different. You're going to start acting out. You're probably going to start doing things that you shouldn't be doing. You're probably going to start saying things you shouldn't be saying or acting the way you should be acting. You know, if you're at a job and your purpose is not being there, you really don't know what your purpose is. Guess what? You're not going to be happy there because you're going to go to work every day miserable, mad, angry, upset at someone. Going to be all hostile and you know, you're going to cause more negativity in the work environment than positive. So that's why it's always good to know your purpose and let God lead you. Because once he leads you, he's going to put you in a place of happy, of peace, of joy and bliss where, you know, you're happy to go to this place every day. Or you're happy to be in a relationship. You're going to be excited to be with that person or be around those individuals. But if you don't know your purpose, And then it's gonna cause a lot of problems in your own individual life, and which can spread to other people's lives, because people around you affect your negativity, your energy affects the way other people think, the way other people perceive you, and the way other people are will look at you. You know, you might be a man of God, but you might be living a you might not be doing what God called you to do. You might be a Christian in the church, praising God each and every day, but that's not your purpose. You might be, and you might be a pastor, or you might be a Sunday school teacher or a children's minister. That might not what God wants you to be. He might want you to do something totally different in the church. You know, or he might be wanting you to start your own ministry outside of a church where you go around. You might have a global ministry or something like that, instead of just being tied down. Because there are people in the church that will do that. They are frustrated with life themselves. And that's because they don't know their purpose. They doing what's right, but they doing what is good, but they're not doing what is right, let me say it that way. You know, so you have to know your purpose, because your purpose affects others around you. You know, they affects the negative, that it brings out either the good in them or the bad in them. So the next one is that if you want to know the purpose of a thing, never ask the thing. So, and we want to know why this car works. We're not going to ask the car why it works. If we want to know how Xbox One S works, we're not going to ask the Xbox One S. You know what I'm saying? We're going to look up, we are going to go to the manufacturer, the one that created the car, the one that created the Xbox. We're gonna go to Sony, or we're gonna go to Ford or Chevy or Mazda, whoever, and we're going to look in the manual that they get with that you get with that car, or you get with that video game console, and you're gonna read it, and it's gonna tell you the purpose of it. So don't ever go out, and that's just like wait with us. We can't go out asking each other, why, what is my purpose? That person don't know. That individual don't know your purpose, because there's something that individual might not even know their own purpose. So you can't ask your a friend or a family member. And I know we go to our parents a lot, and we go to our spiritual guidance, and we go to friends and professors and whatnot, and talk, ask about our life, and you know what you think I should do with this, and where you think my life is headed. And they can't give you no answer. They can give you advice, but they can't tell you this is what your purpose in life is, because they don't know what your purpose in life is. You know, they can't tell you, oh yeah, you going to be this, or you're going to be that. No, well, they can't tell you that. They can give you advice, well, I this a possibility, or I you know is I can see you doing this, but I you know can't say that, yeah, you're going to be this, you're going to be that. You know, they can't just say that, you know, to you. And which leads me to the next principle. Next principle is purpose is the only found in the mind of the creator. So pretty much, again, if you go look at the car situation, only Ford know. Henry Ford, the creator of Ford, he know the reason why he created, what was the purpose for that car. The people that created the Xbox, Sony now, they know the purpose and the reason why for creating that Xbox. You know, just like us, God know. We have to go to the Creator. We have to go to God. God is the one that can tell us exactly what our purpose is, because He the one who created us. He the one that put it all together, even for the foundation of the world. He put this together, so He know exactly the reason why He created you. So again, why would you go out there and go to people, go to mankind for an answer, when mankind was created by God? So you go to one that created them and created you and get your answer. I think it is because the reason why, because we want people to tell us what we want to hear. And that's the thing about it. Getting off track. But the thing about it is that we want people to tell us what we want to hear and how we want to hear it. You know, we want a certain particular thing. We're excited about this. We want this to be our purpose. So we get with our friends and family members, and they tell us that, and that feeds us. Because if we go to God, God might tell you something totally different. He might tell you something totally different than what you want to hear. You know, and the Bible talks about that. A lot of people have ran from God. A lot of the prophets ran in the beginning. Because like, no, that's not me. You know, that's not my life. But receiving and understanding who God is, you know, can really, really will help you. It will put you on the track of your purpose. And once you really get to understand, get to know him, get a personal relationship with him, then whatever his purpose is for you, you'll be glad to accept it. But that's a whole another subject for another day. The final one, the seventh principle, is the key to fulfillment. Purpose is the key to fulfillment. Once you discover your purpose, once you figure it all out and know exactly what your purpose is, then your life is so much better. The fulfillment, the peace and the joy that you will have waking up every morning, knowing that, man, I am doing what God called me to do. Lay down every night knowing that, oh my God, life is so good. Like I said, but again, it's not always going to be blissful, peaceful, wonderful. It's not going to be that way. But with you walking in your purpose and God on your side, life will be a little bit, will be a whole lot more calmer. You know, you'll start to think better. Instead of getting frustrated by every little thing, again, frustrated in a relationship, things are getting a whole lot more peaceful. Your house will become more peaceful. Your work environment becomes a whole lot more peaceful. Your business will start to grow like it needs to. You'll start seeing things that you never thought you could see, things that you never thought was there. So understanding what your purpose is gives you a fulfillment of life. And that's what God wants. God wants you to be fulfilled in the life, just like Christ. Christ was tempted so many times when it comes to, he could have easily sinned in so many ways, but he knew he had a purpose. He was sent here for a particular reason. And by him being sent here, he did not want to disappoint the Father, because God has sent him here to do what he set out to do. You know, and the devil tempted him so many times. And people asked him why he did this and why. And his response was so, so relaxed, so calm. So it was like, yeah, you can throw whatever you want at me. And that's how we will feel when we get our, understand what our purpose is. Life can throw whatever it want at me. I'm good because I know my purpose. You know, so those are some of the steps. Some of the principles of purpose. Next podcast, we're going to talk about a little bit more in depth on, you know, how to really, really get into the mold, like what different types of things to help you with your purpose, and looking forward towards that and help and guiding you on that. But just think tonight, today. Whenever you listen to this, just sit back and think that, ask yourself a question, you know, ask yourself a question. Am I really, really doing what God called me to do? You know, and if you can honestly, without any shadow of a doubt, say yes to that question. If you can answer yes to that question, then it lets you know you have discovered your purpose. Or let me say it like this. If you can wake up every morning with a smile on your face, or not a bit of resentment in your heart. And you can go, you can lay down every night with peace. If you have peace and joy within your life, you found your purpose. But if you don't have peace and joy within your life, that means that something's missing. And 10 times out of 10, that's your purpose. And it's time to start digging into that. Because we don't know when God is going to take this world from us. You know, so we have to be ready, have to be prepared at all times. You know, he wants us to live a wonderful life. He didn't send us here. He didn't have us here to be frustrated and angry and mad at each other. He didn't send us. He didn't create us to kill one another like we some animals. He sent us. He created us for a particular reason. He's created us for a purpose to bring light and preach the kingdom and bring people to him, not separate people from him. So I just want to say thank you again for listening to the podcast. Subscribe to my podcast. Also check out my YouTube channels, my Instagram channels, Pinterest account. Check it out. I'm gonna have links. Doing videos on YouTube, so check that out for me as well. Leave me comments, please. Begging, leave comments. Let me know what you think. You know, I would love to talk to you, engage with you. I would love to, you know, see what your thought is, what you think, and you know, just have a genuine conversation. You know, so thank you again. I hope you all have a wonderful and blessed day. And always remember, don't let go of God, because he has not let go of you. Thank you and have a great day.